From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A warming trend will play out over the next several days, and with western and southern valleys likely to get into the 70s by Wednesday, with highs in the 70s then becoming more widespread from Thursday into Friday. This, unfortunately, will heighten concerns related to the ongoing dry conditions, and even with relatively light winds this afternoon, an elevated wildfire potential is noted in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts. This week's weather will at least provide some relief from the historic cold snap that has gripped our region since last week. At Montpelier, for instance, last night's low of 26 degrees made it the third consecutive night with a record low temperature. This anomalously cool air mass will continue to modify under the September sun this afternoon, yielding high temperatures at lower elevations that will range in the low to mid-60s, generally accompanied by upper 50s over the hills. By the calendar, this is the last full day of summer, as the autumnal equinox is set to occur tomorrow at 9:31 a.m. The calendar does sometimes run against the grain of the weather pattern, which looks to be the case this week, as the temperatures will rise day by day. Through midweek, the primary drivers of our weather will be sprawling surface high pressure, which remains overhead today, coupled with the fringe effects of Hurricane Teddy. As of the 11 a.m. advisory from the National Hurricane Center, Teddy was a Category 1 storm, its location described alternatively as about 150 miles east-southeast of Bermuda or 935 miles south of Halifax, Nova Scotia, where a tropical storm watch has been issued by Environment Canada. Tomorrow, high pressure that's now overhead of us will shift its center southwestward, eventually moving overhead of the Tennessee Valley. At that time, Teddy will prepare to make landfall along the coast of Nova Scotia. By the time that happens, Teddy will probably have come to be classified as an extratropical cyclone, still very powerful, and even so, northerly winds will pick up along the western periphery of the circulation, and this will create an increasing north-to-northwesterly breeze for our region, especially in New Hampshire, tomorrow and Wednesday. Sinking air along the western fringe of the cyclone will also contribute to a warm-up for us, but this, as it combines with the increasing breeze, will heighten the fire danger. This will most likely be true over New Hampshire, but as the leaves start to fall off of the trees, the fire danger will increase across our wider region until we can get some substantial rainfall, something for which there doesn't appear to be much potential until late in the weekend at the earliest. At some point from Thursday into Thursday night, a cold front should move through from our northwest, but little if any rain is expected to occur in association with this front, a front that will probably amount to no more than some clouds and a shift in the wind direction. By Friday, surface high pressure will again move overhead, this time coupled with an upper-level ridge, which should help to provide above-average temperatures over the weekend, with an upper-level trough then likely to approach on Sunday, bringing with it the chance for rain. The forecast summary: elevated wildfire potential today in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts. This afternoon, mostly sunny. Valley highs in the low to mid-60s. Upper 50s in the hills. Light and variable winds. Tonight, mainly clear. Scattered frost and patchy river valley fog. Lows in the 30s with some upper 20s in the cold spots and near 40 along Lake Champlain. Tuesday, patchy valley fog early, then mostly sunny with some high clouds from the Green Mountains eastward. Highs from the low to mid-60s, except broad valleys in the mid to upper 60s. Winds becoming north 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15. Sunshine filtering through high clouds on Wednesday, more so east of the Greens. Highs from the mid-60s to lower 70s. Northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.